Thank you. When we are discussing about Transnistria and about existing problem with the implementing all the reforms in that region, it's more related to the fact that this conflict is unsolved till now. We perceive this region as a part, integral part of the Republic of Moldova, and biggest part of population of this region are Moldovan citizens, and biggest part of number of economical agents are Moldovan economical agents registered in Chisinau in Chamber of Registration. At the 1st of April 2017, it was close to 2,374 companies from Transnistrian region that was registered in Moldova. In order to not to create obstacles for companies situated on the left bank of Nistru River, in carrying out operation of import-export, Moldovan government has approved a series of preferential activities on Transnistrian economical agents aimed to stimulating and legalization of import-export operations, such as simplified registration at the State Registration Chamber of Moldova, obtaining license under simplified procedures free of charge, with the possibility of obtaining a new license issued for up to 6 months, issuing preferential certificates of origin for European market or from for Commonwealth of Independent States, operation of import-export carried out by economical operator and registered on the territory of the Republic of Moldova that don't have tax relation with its budgetary system are exempt from tax for custom duties, and a lot of other support that are provided by our institutions. In the same time, from 2006 till 2017, by Moldovan Customs Service and Chamber of Commerce and Industry was provided more than 5,750 certificates of origin of goods, which represent for economical agents from Transnistrian region, which represent about 25% of all the certificates issued on the territory of the Republic of Moldova. In the same time, in 2016, was undertaken some activities in the way to help the economical agents who to reduce the custom duty drawback. And this drawback duties was reduced from 5, 6.5 or 8% till 1% for these economical agents who are registered in competent authorities of the Moldovan structures. We will implement step by step also the implementation of DCFTA on entire territory of our country, including the left bank. We think that implementation of DCFTA provision on entire territory of the Republic of Moldova, including Transnistria, will help us to harmonize gradually the standards, requirements, and rules that are functioning on the both banks, which will provide us also a good ground for further rehabilitation of the single economic space on the entire territory of our country. From this point of view, the recommendation of experts will help us to work more actively in this sphere and to implement reforms in the way to reestablish all these activities and to implement gradually the reforms on the entire territory of our country. We think that only with harmonization on international rules and regulation, and in the same time on implementation of requirements of European markets and international markets, we will have the possibility to change step by step the situation on the left bank Moldova, to improve the life of people from that part of our country, and in the same time to move forward from point of view of reforms. We think that only through implementation of all these reforms that was mentioned by all our delegates from Moldova, from all the institutions, we will succeed to change the face of Moldova and in the same time to have a developed country which will have the possibility, resources for implementing long-term reforms and programs and in the same time to become attractive not only for people from the right bank Moldova, but also for the people from entire country, including Transnistria. And only through implementation of all these provisions and reforms, we will succeed to pass through all these difficulties, economical, social, and political, that was in the face of our country till now. And with joint efforts with international partners, we hope to pass to real development and to become a stable partners, which will provide also support to other partners from neighborhood. In the same time, I would like to thank again the UNECE and in the same time chair for his involvement in this process, for their work, for their recommendation, and for their efforts to prepare this report. And I will try to do the best in the way to monitoring the implementation of provision of what was included in this report. And in the same time, we hope that with joint efforts to have good results of implementation of them and improving of life and activities of our institutions in Moldova. Thank you very much.